AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on three nephews of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The new sanctions on Frankie Flores, Carlos Flores, and Efrain Campo come a day after President Trump announced that the U.S. had seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Also included in the sanctions are Panamanian businessman Ramon Carretero, six firms, and six Venezuela-flagged ships accused of transporting Venezuelan oil. The sanctions are meant to deny them access to any property or financial assets held in the U.S., and the penalties are intended to prevent U.S. companies and citizens from doing business with them. A Maryland man whose case became a flashpoint of the immigration crackdown has been released while he fights deportation. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Kilmar Albrego Garcia's lawyer says he was released from an immigration detention center in central Pennsylvania on the order of a federal judge. Attorney Simon Sandoval Moschenberg says he's prepared to defend his client against further deportation efforts and that the Salvadoran national plans to return to his wife and child in Maryland. It's the latest twist in a lengthy legal saga for a man who was wrongfully deported to El Salvador earlier this year, then brought back to the U.S. to face criminal charges. In ordering his immediate release, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes accused the Trump administration of misleading the court when they said at a hearing that Costa Rica was no longer willing to accept him. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin says they will fight this ruling and called it naked judicial activism by a judge who was appointed to the bench by President Obama. Obrego Garcia is fighting to dismiss charges in a separate criminal case in Tennessee where he pled not guilty to human smuggling. He argues that the government is trying to punish him for challenging his removal to El Salvador. I'm Jennifer King.
Indiana Republicans defied Trump and rejected a plan to redraw the state's congressional districts. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the latest in the Charlie Kirk assassination case.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no to the ban.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to where the bailiff is.
In September, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed on the Utah Valley University campus in Orem. Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty. Graff has already made allowances to protect Robinson's presumption of innocence before trial. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.